This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history. The wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen.
Here's what happened the week of May 17th through May 23rd. May 17th. In 1916, Jack Dempsey stops Dan Ketchell with a third-round technical knockout. In 2014, Shoni Schimmel records a double-double with 17 points and 10 assists in a win for the Atlanta Dream over the Indiana Fever. In 2023, Dr. Jacob Wiesel becomes the first Native American to reach the summit of Mount Everest. May 18th, in 2007, George Comanche boy Taduanipa wins by technical knockout over Gary Culp. In 2019, Chris Wondolowski becomes Major League Soccer's all-time leading goal scorer with a four-goal performance for the San Jose Earthquakes. In 2021, Saskatchewan declares May 18th as Fred Sasakamoose Day. May 19th. In 1936, Henry Armstrong stops Bobby Lavis with a fourth-round technical knockout. In 1974, Rod Curl wins the Colonial National Invitation, defeating Jack Nicklaus by one stroke for his only PGA Tour victory. May 21st. In 1906, Tom Longboat dominates the 5-mile Victoria Day race in Caledonia, Ontario. In 1919, Jim Thorpe is sold by the New York Giants to the Boston Braves for $1,500. In 1961, Johnny Sellers wins the Preakness Stakes riding Kerry Back. In 1983, Marvin Camel knocks out Rocky Sikorsky in the ninth round. May 22nd. In 1918, Jack Dempsey knocks out Dan Ketchell in the second round in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. In 1934, Henry Armstrong stops Johnny Defoe with a sixth round technical knockout. In 1938, Bob Johnson goes 3-for-4 with a home run and an 8-to-5 win over the Browns. In 1944, Henry Armstrong stops Aaron Perry at 2 minutes and 56 seconds of the sixth round. In 1955, Early Wynn throws a complete game one-hit shutout against Detroit. In 1968, Willie Stargell hits 3 home runs in a win over the Chicago Cubs. In 1986, Marvin Camel fights Jimmy Bills to a 10-round draw. In 2022, Dexter Stacy earns his first podium finish with a third-place result in the eBay Motors 200 race in the NASCAR Pinty Series. May 23rd. In 1941, Joe Louis defeats Buddy Bear by 7th-round disqualification after Bear's manager refuses to leave the ring. To see the full stories, shop the merch, and support the mission, visit IndianAllStars.com. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network, and we're able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, We're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.